Joshua, chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half-tribe on the other side of Jordan. But to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the children of Yosef were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part to the Levites in the land except for cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Yehuda came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh said to Moses, the man of Elohim, concerning me and you and Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed Yahweh, my Elohim. And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land whereupon where your feet have trod shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you've wholly followed Yahweh, my Elohim.' And now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof Yahweh spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be Yahweh will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as Yahweh said." And Joshua blessed him, and gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because that he wholly followed Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kiryatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. End of chapter.